Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Cindy, and she wants to get her friend, Debbie, a Brian Bell Buster for her birthday. And what Deborah does is she grows vegetables and goes to the farmer's market. So sure. I thought I could call with a crackdown on the farmer's market regulations.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Deborah.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Deborah. Mr. McGregor, Michael McGregor from the County Agricultural Commission.
The what?
County Agricultural Commission. Do you sell some products at the farmer's market?
Of course. I've been doing it for years.
We've been cracking down on a few of the vendors. Some people have been misrepresenting their produce. Not sure if you're aware of this.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're doing that. Good.
Big counterfeit ring of lettuce smugglers was just broken up a couple towns over.
What?
Yeah, they're smuggling in some out-of-state lettuce.
Ah. What? Lettuce smugglers?
Yeah. Big lettuce smuggling ring.
Okay. And what does this have to do with me?
Tomatoes? You got some tomatoes there?
I have wonderful tomatoes. I've been selling them for years. Yep.
We have it on authority. They might not meet the guidelines to be grown all in town. Are they actually, you know, fully grown in the town?
They're my tomatoes. Why would you even think? I've been coming there for years with my tomatoes. I have the best tomatoes. I have the best produce. I mean, just ask about Deborah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the best tomatoes.
Do you know where the these heirloom tomatoes, do you know where they originated by any chance?
I don't know. I've been using my seeds for years.
Are they locally sourced seeds?
Yeah, I grow them from seeds. I grow them in my yard, in my backyard, in my big garden.
Okay, but did you get the seeds from out of state?
What difference does that make where the seeds come? It's homegrown. The key here is homegrown.
Well, we're trying to crack down on out-of-state produce, though. And if you get the seeds from, you know, out-of-state, then it's a problem. Do you have any of your irrigation plans or water origin certificates? Are you using town waters?
The water's from my well and the rain. Well, what are you talking about?
Got to make sure that every part of the growing process is local. It's kind of a hyper-local thing. Do you have any out-of-state dirt that you've used?
Oh, my God. What's your name?
It's Michael. Michael McGregor, County Agricultural Commission.
Listen, Michael, if you have my phone number, you have my address. Do you want to come here and see my dirt and see my well and see my tomatoes and you want to come and see my bushes? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You ever hear those pastries called Little Debbie's?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm known in the neighborhood. They call my tomatoes Big Debbie's. Okay?
I know that some. You've also got blueberry pies. Is that what I see here?
I bake them myself. I have a big thicket of blueberry bushes. You're welcome to come and see my bushes. And
are they all your ingredients locally sourced for those pies?
What?
Are you making your own flour?
What are you talking about? Sugar I get from the store. Blueberries are from what is this?
Well, we need everything to be local, unfortunately. So I don't know that you're going to be able to keep selling those pies. Do you bake that in an oven?
Listen, this is ridiculous.
Where did you get your oven?
What? I got my oven from Sears.
Oh,
that's
see?
Local.
Yeah, no, that's headquartered in Chicago, so that's really not local.
Oh. Are you shitting me? Excuse me. This is ridiculous.
It does sound like you have lovely Big Debbie's there.
I do. I have that's why they call them Big Debbie's. I have beautiful big beefsteak tomatoes. I have the best tomatoes in town.
Well, that's what your friend Cindy told us.
What?
Deborah, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Are you kidding me?
This is a Brian Bell Buster, Debbie.
I'm going to kill her. You just got me all riled up now. You just got me all riled up. I think I have to go pick some tomatoes.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. And
my God.
Well, keep up the great job growing your vegetables.
My blood pressure pills, thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
And thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show. We can help you get her back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to call you. Okay.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.